Got some interesting celebrity miscellaneous trivial items here for you. Kesha has an IQ of 140 and scored 1,500 on her SATs. Leonardo DiCaprio was named after Leonardo da Vinci. Supposedly his pregnant mother felt him kick for the first time while she was standing in front of a portrait of da Vinci at a gallery in Florence, Italy. Really? And you probably know this. Tim Allen, back in 1978, was arrested for possession of 1.4 pounds of cocaine and was jailed for 2 years. Steve Buscemi used to work as a New York City firefighter from 1980 to 1984. When Madonna moved to New York City, she worked at a Dunkin' Donuts. She got fired because she squirted jelly on a customer. That surprise you? No. Sylvester Stallone's first movie was a rather softcore adult film called Party at Kitty and Studs. Sean Connery wore a toupee in every James Bond movie he appeared in. Every. Elvis was a natural blonde. He began dyeing his hair back in high school. Steve Jobs used to relieve stress by soaking his feet in Apple company toilets. That guy was odd, man. Bill Murray, on his 20th birthday, was arrested at a Chicago airport for trying to smuggle 10 pounds of weed onto an airplane that was worth $20,000. Nicolas Cage once bought a pet octopus, supposedly because he thought it would help with his acting. He says he also once did mushrooms with his cat. Mm-hmm. Jim Carrey, when just a teenager, he and his entire family took a janitorial job and lived out of a Volkswagen camper. J.K. Rowling was fired from her job as a secretary for daydreaming too much, and after that, she began writing the Harry Potter novels. Dennis Rodman only has 28 siblings, not the 46 that has been rumored. Kobe Bryant. Now, if you watched the Summer Olympics, my wife was very impressed by this. Kobe Bryant did an entire interview in Italian. He is fluent in Italian. Rob Lowe is deaf in his right ear. Matthew McConaughey is terrified of revolving doors. Tyra Banks is terrified of dolphins. And Johnny Depp is terrified of clowns. While Jaleel White, remember Steve Urkel, provided the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog. You want to go and crush stuff in a tank with Arnold Schwarzenegger? You have your chance, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's auctioning off chances for someone to fly to Los Angeles, hang out with him for a day, and crush stuff in his tank. The proceeds will benefit the children's charity After School All-Stars. New movies coming out. Need for Speed. Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad in this film. Street Racer framed by another driver for manslaughter after a fatal crash. When he gets out of prison, he enters a high-stakes underground race to get revenge on the guy who set him up. Isn't this just a rehash of Fast and Furious?
It should go straight to DVD.
Yeah, it's anticipated, so we'll see. Apparently, he says
anticipated by who?
I don't know. Aaron Paul says he took the starring role in Need for Speed because after Breaking Bad, he wanted to do something different, like get terrible reviews. Veronica Mars. Now, this is a movie that's coming out that actually has a very cool story behind it. Veronica Mars was a teen detective series about 10 years ago starring Kristen Bell. It ran for 3 seasons on the mighty UPN and then the CW networks. It had a huge cult following. And the creators of it, the backers of this TV series, wanted to make a movie for a very long time. So they pitched it to Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers said, you know, here's what's going to happen. We will back the movie only if you can raise the initial $2 million seed money to get production rolling. So they did what's called a Kickstarter campaign. You can go online and do a Kickstarter campaign to fund all kinds of projects.
Kickstarter is like raising money very small levels at a time. Here, yeah. Kick in $20 or yeah. $100, whatever, and
exactly.
Hopefully you get it from many, many people. It,
precisely. And they wanted to try and hit $2 million, and they thought, well, this is going to be a lot of money. When they started their Kickstarter campaign, they hit the $2 million mark in 10 hours. they ended up raising just under $6 million. So the fans in that particular circumstance were huge in getting the movie made. I think that's an awesome story. You know, Agent Coulson from the Avengers movies? In the last Avengers movie, Agent Coulson was killed. The fans went nuts, and so Agent Coulson was brought back for the TV series, The Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That is a very, very cool idea. All right, remember the Red Hot Chili Peppers performing during the Super Bowl?
Supposedly performing during the
Super Bowl. Well, yeah, okay. Did you see anything in that performance that the FCC would have gotten upset about?
No, but all this FCC stuff starts when someone complains.
Mm-hmm.
And the Super Bowl has more eyeballs on it than any broadcast for the entire year. So, you know, someone in the background raises the middle finger or whatever, and one of the 80 million people sees it.
Here we go. Here are some of the complaints to the FCC about the Super Bowl performance.
Undulating. If the complaint concerns the word undulating, there'll be an investigation.
One person wrote to the FCC, "I found it indecent that I had to see their nipples. Both men and women should have to wear shirts. There are children watching."
Nipple viewing.
Man, okay. Nipples. Another one said, quote, "How is it okay for male performers to perform shirtless, showing both nipples, yet you sanction nipple showing by Janet Jackson? That's sexism." I think somebody's trying to push for nougaty goodness on TV. Then someone wrote, "This person named Anthony Clytus was naked to the waist," and they spelled it W-A-S-T-E. "Thrusting his pelvis."
He may have been naked to the waist.
Well, he may have been. "He was thrusting his pelvis, saying what he got to give it to you." He clearly talking about his, well, junk, if you know what I'm saying. "I'm shocked and offended by this filth."
Then he did the give it away now.
Other complaints targeted the innuendo in the ads, which some of them didn't even air during the Super Bowl. So there it is. If you were offended by the Super Bowl man nipples, you weren't alone. Mr. Todd Starnes has got a few things to say. Here he comes.